in Manhattan. A jury in federal court has convicted the former chairman of Sotheby's auction house, A. Alfred Taubman, of price fixing. Prosecutors charge him with colluding with Sotheby's competitor, Christie's, for 7 years, beginning in the early 1990s. This was a time when both auction houses were struggling to make money. Mr. Taubman could spend 3 years in jail and pay more than $300,000 in fines. David Darcy reports.
It took jurors one afternoon and one morning to convict Sotheby's former chairman and principal stockholder. Taubman, who never testified, showed no emotion when the verdict was read. But the guilty verdict shocked Taubman's lawyer, Robert Fisk, himself a former prosecutor.
We're, of course, very disappointed in the verdict, and we're going to review our options and decide what to do next.
Justice Department lawyers who had spent years investigating the auction houses refused comment. The prosecutors, led by John Green, accused Taubman and his counterpart at Christie's, Sir Anthony Tennant, of devising a plan to reduce costs by fixing a non-negotiable commission that the two houses charged to people who sold art at auction. The chairman of each auction house then instructed the CEO of his firm to implement the plan. At Christie's, Tennant wrote a note outlining the plot to former CEO Christopher Davidge. Tennant, who says he's innocent, refused to come to the United States for the trial and cannot be extradited from the United Kingdom. Christie's was the first of the two houses to cooperate with the prosecution, and Davidge received conditional amnesty. Sotheby's former CEO, Diana D.D. Brooks, pleaded guilty and testified that she acted on Taubman's orders. Taubman's spokesman, Steve Tennyson, was not prepared to see his 76-year-old boss go to prison. Taubman is still a major philanthropist, he said.
He's a good man, and I think the extraordinary life he's led, and it's just beyond thinkable that that would be where he would go. Those of us who know him.
Much of Taubman's trial was a trial of the credibility of D.D. Brooks. She awaits sentencing on the same charges and hopes for leniency. Steve Dunleavy, a columnist with the New York Post, says she made a deal to buy her freedom.
She lied to Taubman. She lied to her board. She lied to the British government. She lied to the United States government. She lied to even her friends. Now, if you've got that kind of track record of pathological lying, truly, how would you decide on her credibility? And she had a tremendous motive to stay in a bloody jail.
But the jury did not see things that way. Mike D'Angelo, a mailman from the east side of Manhattan, was the foreman. 12 meetings between Taubman and Sir Anthony Tennant helped the jury decide, he says, even though the defense argued that no one knew what was said when Tennant and Taubman met.
Well, we thought we did know what happened. I mean, you know, you get together 12 times with somebody, you know, and it's not at Christie's, it's not at Sotheby's. Why are you getting together?
Taubman's lawyers argued that their client had no interest in numbers and prices, and that the multimillionaire fell asleep at board meetings when money was discussed. D'Angelo says that was hard to believe.
We figured he knew what he was doing, you know, like, I mean, come on. You're at every board meeting, you're at every audit meeting, you got chief financial advisors, you got this, somebody's telling you something. You got $1.7 billion.
You're not dumb.
Beyond Taubman's fate is the fate of the firm that he still controls with a majority of stock. Sotheby's stock rose 2 points today in anticipation that it might be sold. Taubman's sentencing is scheduled for April 2nd. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.